It's 76 degrees in Nashville. We've had a very wet morning. We are still under flash flood warning in northern Montgomery County until 9:45. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. And here's the latest from WPLN News at 9:04. Tennessee Republicans outside of Nashville have called for a state intervention into a city tax hike on Lower Broadway's honky-tonks. Top state Republicans want lawmakers to return for a special session to address higher property taxes on Music City's biggest tourist draws. Only outgoing Governor Bill Lee can call a special session, and with only a few months left in his term, Lee doesn't seem keen. At a press conference yesterday, Lee signaled his support for a more collaborative fix for Nashville businesses.
Well, it's really important that we listen to business owners, and we're doing that, and we're hearing that. It's also important to remember that the city makes collections for those business owners.
Lee says he's spoken with Mayor Freddie O'Connell on a more permanent solution, balancing the business owners' need for relief and the city's budget. O'Connell's office confirmed those talks, but would not discuss specifics. Well, there has been a shakeup at the Nashville mayor's office. Longtime mayoral aide Kristen Wilson has resigned from her post, which involved overseeing city department heads. Wilson began working for Metro back in 2019 under previous Mayor John Cooper's administration and continued under Freddie O'Connell. The Nashville Banner reports that Wilson cited a need to, quote, reflect on her career and life path. O'Connell has 1 year remaining in his first term and has launched a re-election campaign. You're listening to Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.